Good morning and welcome to Community Connection Part 2 today. And today I am joined here with a very special friend of ours, and it's Angie Bittleman. And we have got something really swell going on here with Jane Phillips and Ascension, St. John's. And it's kind of complicated, but it's not at the same time. What do we have here as far as our event?
So, Tom, thanks for having us. Ascension St. John Jane Phillips on November 9th,
yep,
beginning at 8 a.m. at the Tri-County Tech Center, is going to have a totally free day of health care.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. The price is right. And, of course, everybody kind of wants to know what kind of condition their condition is in.
Absolutely. We will have physicians there available for all medical care, to include cardiologists for EKGs. We'll be performing health screenings. The Lions Eye Bank is bringing out their semi, as well as the cottage, to do ultrasounds for pregnant women.
Wow.
We will be offering flu shots, as well as children's immunizations. We'll have pregnancy tests. We'll have breasts and pelvic exams. We'll have pap smears. We'll have foot and skin care. If you're a diabetic and you need some education regarding diabetic foot care, we will have our diabetic educators on staff to help our patients. We'll have behavioral health from Grand Lake Mental Health, as well as the behavioral assessment team from Jane Phillips. We'll have community resources that will be able to give people education regarding anywhere from Alzheimer's to Mary Martha's to Agape to the Lighthouse to what we provide within this community for resources for our people.
Wow.
We will have connection to follow-up care. So OU Dental will be there to do dental hygiene, as well as Dr. Heath Potter, one of our dentists, will be there.
Yes, I think
I
know him.
Yes, I bet you do. And then we'll also partnering with Tri-County Tech with free hair kits for all members who want to come and participate. So,
wow, it'd be easier to ask what's not offered.
I really can't think of anything. We will be providing transportation from the Nowata Hospital at Jane Phillips. So anyone from Nowata County can come to Jane Phillips Nowata. They will be given free transportation over to Tri-County Tech. One of the things that we've partnered with a lot of our community resource partners here within Washington County to be able to help get people from the west side over to Tri-County as well. So check in with Mary Martha's, check in with the Lighthouse, check in with Agape, and if you can't get over there on your own, you can reach out to those resources.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. Now, do we have to register for any of these services that are going on?
Absolutely not. Just show up. The doors open at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
We'll take our last patient at 3 p.m. We have hundreds of volunteers that are going to be happy to serve our community.
Now, there are a lot of people who are going to be breathing a big sigh of relief, because here it is. You just walk in. It's okay. I can get checked out a little bit here. This is a wonderful introduction, and if I need follow-up, I at least have some idea of the direction. And this is going to be on November 9th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we're doing this at Tri-County Tech. And I tell you what, they play host to a lot of neat things, and it's a wonderful facility they have out there.
Absolutely. It's going to be very nice. The hospitality department with Tri-County is going to serve food. So you will be able to eat. You'll have a nice warm meal in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your family, plan on staying the entire day. We'll get you in and out. You get to choose what resources that you want to be a part of. We'll have a kids' corner for the children. They can color and they can make some ornaments. We'll also have pet therapy there. And everyone will receive something that day.
This took a lot of teamwork, a lot of meetings, a lot of schedule checking, but wow, to pull off something like this, this is fantastic.
We're very excited to be able to offer it, and I can honestly say that if we did not have the greatest partner, Tri-County Tech, it wouldn't be possible. They have a beautiful facility. They have the nursing department area where we can provide the exams in a safe location with the supplies that we need. We've got OU Dental right there at Tri-County. They're going to take 10 patients back at a time and do the hygiene. We've got cosmetology. They're going to do the haircuts. It's a win-win for everyone in this community.
Now, there are some folks who might not have seen a doctor in a year or 10. guys, I know who you are. And this might not be a bad idea just to slide on over, check it out, and see what's going on, and put down some of that silliness, that bravado that we have a tendency to put up, and just, you know, check under the hood.
Absolutely. We'll be providing lab testing as well.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be able to look at just the normal things like your hemoglobin A1C, a Chem7, those types of things. We'll be offering flu swabs as well as strep swabs. So if you are currently ill, not feeling well, we'll be able to check that out as well.
Isolate that for you.
Absolutely. And then we'll have a limited formulary of medications that say you come in that day and you find out, hey, your blood pressure is a little bit high and the physician wants to get you started on something. We will have free medications as well. If you're having some respiratory difficulty and the doctor wants you to have a breathing treatment or some steroid injections or maybe even a intramuscular injection of an antibiotic just to get you going, we'll have those as well. So Medcare Pharmacy at Jane Phillips Medical Center, we're donating all of the medications that we're going to have in that limited formulary. So again, this is totally free. It's for our underserved population. If you don't have insurance, you don't have a primary care physician, you haven't been to a doctor in some time, please come and see us on Saturday, November 9th. The doors open at 8 a.m. and we will be happy to serve you.
That is going to be wonderful. Now, is this something that takes place every year? Is this the first time that this is done?
This is our first annual here in Bartlesville. We did a medical mission at home in East Tulsa back in April. Our goal with Ascension St. John is to do one in every community on an annual basis. So we will be back in November of next year, and we'll do everything that we can to make it even better next year.
And that microphone will be yours next year about this time, too.
Thanks. Hey, Tom, one of the things that I did want to mention is we have diapers, we have wipes, and we have formula that we're going to give out free of charge, as well as coats, socks, gloves, scarves, and stocking hats. So, and the Northeast Oklahoma Food Bank is also providing 200 bags of free food. So at the end of your physical exams, your haircuts, your dental hygiene, we'll check you out at the very end and we'll get you fixed up with any of those resources that you may need.
That is really a total care package. You know, we're talking head to toe, inside and out, and also giving folks some hope.
Absolutely. And we need it this time of year, right?
Oh, goodness sakes, we do. You know, this is a great way to, you know, if you're kind of wondering, why don't I feel great? Well, there are all kinds of factors that could run into it. But this is a beautiful opportunity to come in. And especially if you don't have a physician, you don't have insurance, and you think that help is just, well, that's for someone else. No, this one is definitely for you. So please put it down on your calendar, put it in your date book, stick it in your phone.
And
make sure that you're there on November 9th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tri-County Tech. Well, I got to tell you, you and your partners did an amazing job of assembling this, and I can't wait to see the result.
Oh, me neither. Come out, see us. Even if you don't want to see a physician, there's going to be a lot of great things going on out there. So just come and see us and partake of any of the resources that will be provided free of charge to everyone.
Now, this is called Ascension St. John. They're hosting what they call a medical mission at home, a day of free health care. Now, can you tell us a little bit of the background of Ascension St. John at Jane Phillips?
Absolutely. So, Jane Phillips, we're in the middle of a rebranding effort here in Bartlesville. We've actually received our rebranding and NOWATA, Jane Phillips NOWATA. So, you'll hear us a lot now saying that Ascension St. John, Jane Phillips, and that's here in Bartlesville, and then Ascension St. John and NOWATA. So, we are a not-for-profit healthcare organization that invests in our community, and we want to provide the most excellent care possible.
Well, that's amazing, and congratulations on the rebrand. I know that sometimes that means a lot of work for a lot of people. Let's get the stationery taken care of, and then the signage and everything else. And I know that you're in the middle of doing that right now.
Yes, Brian Lawrence has led our ministry team in that, and we're changing signage, but I promise everyone that it doesn't change what we provide on the inside. Jane Phillips will always be here for our community, providing excellent care.
Oh, wow. You know, I have to tell you, we moved here about 4 or 5 months ago, I guess. But on the way down here, we were involved in an automobile accident. And one of our first introductions to Bartlesville was
the emergency department.
The emergency room on a Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
And I want to tell you, I was impressed. I'm thinking to myself, okay, we're going to be moving here. I think we're going to be in great hands, not good hands, not just capable hands, but in great and caring hands. I was so impressed with the professionality, the level of care, and people just seemed to understand the human element. It wasn't, you know, this is going to be A, B, C, this is how we put together the jigsaw puzzle with lack of emotion or compassion or care. The whole package was there, and the result was phenomenal. And that was a big part. One of the big parts in us deciding to make Bartlesville our home was our initial relationship with the hospital.
Wonderful. That warms my heart. We have amazing, compassionate physicians. I will put my nurses up against absolutely anyone of the nurses within the United States. We have amazing nurses that drive 45 to 50 minutes to come to work at Jane Phillips, who choose to give back to the community here. And, We're very blessed here in Bartlesville with Jane Phillips.
I can tell you that
Phillips.
For a fact, because when we were there, we were talking with the professionals in the medical profession there that came from Wichita that day, that came from Tulsa that day, came from places I hadn't even heard of yet that day, all to come to work just to do what? To serve patients, to serve the community.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about.
Well, I tell you what, everything you said is absolutely, you know, the what we felt when we came out of there. But it's now Ascension St. John, and they're hosting the Medical Mission at Home, a day of free health care. And once again, the hours on November 9th is?
We will open the doors at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
We will register the last patient at 3 p.m. We're thinking that it's probably going to be at least a two-hour window to get through all of the services. So,
oh, yeah, after taking a look at the list, you betcha.
Plan to come spend the day with us, eat some great food from Tri-County Tech Hospitality Services, enjoy our pet therapy, take part in getting a haircut, come and pick out some coats for your kiddos and get some diapers to keep their bottoms clean, and we would just love to see you.
All right, so if you're one of the, we have a lot of people in this world today where some folks are being helped, others are kind of falling through the cracks.
Absolutely.
And if you feel like you're one of these families that's being, I think the word is underserved.
Underserved.
You're falling through the cracks. This is probably ideal for you.
Yes, please come see us. We will make sure that we provide a continuum of care so that you have follow-up care with a physician. If there are things that we find that need to be taken care of after our medical mission at home Saturday.
Well, Angie, I got to say you're a mighty fine ambassador for the hospital and for the mission. And this has really been a tremendous conversation that we've had here today, spreading all this information that we need to get out there for people who actually need the services. Is there a website where people can pop onto or maybe a Facebook page if they only caught bits and pieces of our conversation?
So if you go into Ascension St. John, look, just search for that on Facebook, and there will be information regarding our medical mission at home on Facebook, Ascension St. John. And we've also still got our website. It's, if you Google Jane Phillips Medical Center, it's going
It'll
to redirect you. Yes. And feel free to call the hospital and ask for me, Angie Beidelman. If you have any questions, I will be happy to answer questions for you.
918-744-0123. Is that the number you can ask for you?
Yes, just ask for me.
All righty. Well, she's there an awful lot. That part I do know. Angie, I want to thank you very much for being a special guest here with us. Angie, again, with Ascension St. John Jane Phillips. And, of course, remember the date, November 9th, 8 a.m., 4 p.m., Tri-County Tech. Ascension St. John will host the medical mission at home, a day of free health care. And that is on a Saturday, too. Again, blessings and thanks.
Thanks, Tom. All appreciate right. it.